Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the Nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
The Bills had, I think, 3 turnovers. The Ravens had 0. And that right there, I think, is a that's just to tell the story. The percentages, 3 turnovers are more than likely going to win the game. It doesn't really matter how good you play defensively. If you can't get the football, you're not playing good enough. That's the biggest thing to harp on. That's got to be our identity. That's got to be all 11 guys that's on the field identity.
Marlon Humphrey not having that. Ravens got to get better with turnovers. Turnover differential. The offense didn't turn the ball over much at all in 2024, but outside of Marlon himself, Ravens didn't really force a ton of turnovers, and he referenced the playoff loss to the Bills. They had 3, we had none. They went to the AFC Championship game, we went home. News from the Nest, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. That's Ravens All-Pro Marlon Humphrey yesterday. Vinny, you know, you were out at one winning drive talking about the urgency that the team has, from coaches to players, to become more prolific in forcing turnovers here in 2025.
Yeah, and I think they realize it because they didn't. Because what 22 was it, Bob? Were they Mike McDonald's last year? Didn't they lead the league in
23?
23, they led the league in turnovers. Where, you know, Marlon had, you know, isn't that where Marlon was?
No, that was 19.
Oh, okay. But they had a ton of turnovers, Mike McDonald's last season. And they need to get back to that because, like you said, the offense doesn't turn the ball over. They need to create some turnovers, give the offense some. If you got the number one offense and if you can lead the league in turnovers, can you imagine the points that offense is going to put up? I mean, they're scoring 30 points a game now and without many short fields and stuff. So I think that's what, you know, Marlon's talking about. Like in the Buffalo game, they had 3, Ravens had none. You know, so if the defense can create some turnovers, gives them a much better chance to win. And I don't think that they didn't have a lot of interceptions this past year. They didn't have a lot of fumble recoveries this past year. They need to do a much better job. You know, I mean, they finished 2nd in sacks, but it didn't feel like they finished 2nd in sacks.
Right. Buffalo plus 24. Turnover differential last year, number one in the league. The Ravens were plus 6, but 12 picks as a team, and Marlon had most of those. 2023, they were tied for first turnover differential with the Giants with plus 12.
Yeah, and they had 12 fumble, was it 12? 13 fumble recoveries, Bob. 13, you know, which is 18 interceptions and 13 fumble recoveries. Yeah, 31 turnovers in that season, and they'd only given up 19. That's why what were they, 15-2 or whatever it was, 13-2? You know, they were the number one seed, right, in 23? Yes.
They were 13-4.
13-4, yeah. So, I mean, they had a hell of a year. And that's what this defense, I mean, because when you're looking at, just like offensively, what are you looking at? What do you got to improve upon? I mean, they're number one in every category, you know, but the number one category that they didn't want to be in, penalties. All right, offensively, you got to improve penalties.
That was terrible. But right. How do they get better forcing turnovers here, well, as opposed to just knocking a ball out of somebody's hand?
Number one is, I think that, you know, Marcus Williams, his first year here, he was a ball hawk. He had four in his first, but he played so deep, he wasn't even around the football.
Right. He was outside in the parking lot.
And Stevens couldn't catch, you know, because he couldn't find a ball, so he wasn't getting intercepted. That's why Marlon got a bunch of I think Hamilton will get interception. Wiggins got one yesterday. TJ Tampa's had one in the last 2 days in practice. So they have, and Malachi Starks, I'm predicting that he's going to have six interceptions. So, I mean, they've got better ball hawk people back there. And if they're getting more pressure, winning rates, you know, where they're winning quickly, then the ball is going to come out, you know, and they're going to have a chance to get more interceptions and get more hands on balls, get deflections. And then, like you said, Bob, they need to get more fumbles. They need to knock balls out of people's hands too. You know, and that's they practice. You got to practice that kind of stuff, knocking a ball out and doing those types of things. But yeah, I mean that's the thing. The next step for the defense: more turnovers. For the offense: less penalties.
Yeah, and for the defense of Marlon Humphrey, we know his importance to this defense. He's a couple time All-Pro, Pro Bowler. You know, but he's kind of a young veteran. I mean, he's still a young man in regards to what his birth certificate says, but he's been in the league for a few years now. And here he is, you know, having a career revival. Is this still a sign that he plays at a high level? Because 2 years ago, an injury's had a lot to do with it. It was brutal. When the Ravens were forcing a ton of turnovers, he wasn't really part of it. He was actually a guy that was somewhat of a liability for them in the second.
He was awful. And he said, you know, I mean, Bobby was getting hurt. He was out of it. He was overweight, you know, and because what we see this past, you know, last year, said he got himself right, eating right, doing those types of things, which you got to do. And he had a hell of a year. And, you know, and he's done the same things. He lives here in the off season, he said, you know, and he stays here all the time, you know, and he's always in the building. So he has learned how to take care of his body. And, you know, what he talks about is, I've realized that, you know, I could, you know, could be my last play, you know, so I got to be the best I can be. And that's what he looks like right now. He looks like he did last year. He looks in great shape. And he looks to have another great season. I would be shocked, because he's coming in mentally ready, physically ready, to have a phenomenal year.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, news from the Nest. When we come back, we got buy or sell. Let's count the Thursday money. Hopefully there's some clanking around somewhere. I'll go look for the cup holders in my car. If I need some change, I'll go get that. Then we'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Marlon Humphrey, hear more from him too, as he talked about the signing of Jaire Alexander and what he brings to the equation. If healthy, man, we see it every year. Ravens might have the best secondary of football until week 12 when they don't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.